Gilbert, Fred, and Alan Zuboff lead the Wichita Kwan dancers as they drum more than 1,000 people across Celebration 2012's main stage. It's a sea of blue, red, and black button blankets, turquoise and yellow face Chilkat weavings, intricately beaded vests, and carved animal form clan hats. Fred and his brother-in-law Zuboff move back and forth across the stage, directing traffic as they sing and dance. From time to time, one moves towards the entrance, urging an arriving dance group to sync drum beats with those on stage. Fred says it was a great honor.
It was arduous and tiresome, and it tested our fortitude, and it was better than aerobics. But I think it was indeed a labor of love for our culture and for the fact that we had so many different nations coming together here over Convergent on Junu to share our culture with one another.
The grand entrance continues for more than 2 hours until everyone is in the hall. Zuboff says the group's strength comes from its experience dating back several generations.
When it first began, it was just an elders group. But as time went on, the elders realized that the young ones weren't learning. So they did something that they have never done in a lot of generations. They decided that the young ones, including the babies, should start dancing in order for them to learn.
Today's group continues sharing those traditions. Members work with the Hootsnuu Dutch Kankean dancers formed through the Angoon School's Indian Education Program. Fred says the students are eager to learn, but have to get past their electronic distractions.
One of the requirements in class when they come to class is please turn your cell phones on silent and put them in your bag. We didn't want them dancing and then getting a ringtone and answering their phone while we're supposed to be in character.
What do you do to get them focused?
We let them know that these songs and dances, a lot of them carry a history connected with the people, with various different clans, and that it's a part of who they are, and that they have to know who they are, and they will better succeed in life, and they'll better deal with peer pressure. And it's their culture that connects them to the community, to their parents and to the elders, and to one another.
Like many traditional adult groups, the Wichita Kwan dancers wear expertly crafted regalia adorned with images of their history and culture. Zuboff wears a clan hat more than 300 years old, and he's worn blankets handed down over 3 or 4 generations.
It's not just a common piece of thread or a piece of wood. It's a bit of all the spirits of the older generation that made this and danced in them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can maybe feel their energy mm-hmm. in the dance group, or sometimes you can hear them singing, to hear them saying, "Do this."
Every celebration has a different lead dance group, chosen by a committee of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which organizes the events. Institute President Rosita Wuerl says members picked this group because of its strength and its sense of tradition. Leaders Zuboff and Fred are thankful for the recognition, but they're also glad they don't have to direct such a massive group of dancers for a while.
It's almost like you feel your canoe trying to get sucked into a tidal current, right, Alan?
Yeah.
And we're able to restabilize and readjust.
The Angoon group led the event starting grand entrance, following a Native veteran's color guard. It also headed up the grand exit, ending the 3-day event. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.